BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, says urgent steps are needed to restore calm between Israel and the Palestinians following an increase in violence. Speaking after talks with the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Blinken reiterated the importance of a two-state solution to resolve the conflict. But Benjamin Netanyahu's government opposes the idea, which involves creating an independent Palestinian state. Here's Anna Foster.
In order to form a coalition and to become prime minister once again, Benjamin Netanyahu needed to bring into his fold some of the most extreme right-wing elements of Israeli politics, ultra-nationalists who will not in any way entertain the idea of a two-state solution. They are the people who are keeping him in power and keeping him in the government at the moment. So he needs to tread a very fine line, of course, between keeping the US happy, a key ally to Israel, but also keeping his coalition partners happy as well.
Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro has applied for a tourist visa, which would allow him to remain in the United States for another 6 months. Mr. Bolsonaro entered the US on a diplomatic visa in December. He's received hospital treatment during his stay in Florida and faces numerous investigations in Brazil, including one linked to the storming of Congress by his supporters earlier this month. David Willis has more details.
He previously said, Mr. Bolsonaro, that he planned to return to his home country at the end of this month. But that was before the siege took place on government buildings earlier this month, which has prompted his successor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, to launch an investigation into the conduct of Jair Bolsonaro.
The Peruvian Congress has delayed a vote on a government motion to bring forward a general election to October. There's been weeks of violent protests triggered by the impeachment and arrest of the former president Pedro Castillo for alleged corruption. Security has been stepped up in the Pakistani capital Islamabad after a deadly attack on a mosque in the city of Peshawar. Nearly 60 people, many of them policemen, were killed. The bombing has been linked to the Pakistan Taliban, which ended a ceasefire in November. There's been international condemnation of the attack. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for the head of the UN.
It is particularly abhorrent that such an attack occurred at a place of worship. Freedom of religion, freedom of belief, and the ability to worship in peace is a fundamental human right. The Secretary General extends his heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims and wishes a prompt recovery to those injured. And he reiterates the solidarity of the United Nations and the government and people of Pakistan in their efforts to address terrorism and violent extremism.
World News from the BBC. President Biden has said he's not in favour of sending F-16 fighter aircraft to Ukraine, which says it needs them to take control of its airspace, nearly a year after Russia invaded. Mr. Biden made the brief remark when asked by reporters as he left the White House. The demand has become more prominent since Washington reversed its opposition to sending US tanks to Ukraine. The fire department in the US city of Memphis says it sacked three people in connection with the fatal police beating of Tyree Nichols earlier this month. An investigation found two medical technicians and an emergency vehicle driver failed to provide Mr. Nichols with adequate care. He was punched, kicked and hit with a baton after being pulled over for an alleged traffic offence. Liberia's president George Weah has said he's standing for re-election. The former professional footballer made the announcement in his annual State of the Nation address.
My fellow citizens, I will be coming to you shortly to ask you to renew for a second time the mandate that you gave me 6 years ago. A mandate to continue the good work we have delivered.
Elections are scheduled for October. Mr. Weah has been accused of economic mismanagement during his time in office. Last year, the US imposed sanctions on senior Liberian officials because of corruption allegations. The airline Emirates says it successfully completed a test flight using sustainable fuel as it tries to reduce carbon emissions. The Boeing 777 flew from Dubai for more than an hour with one engine entirely powered by the substance. It's the first time this has been done in the Middle East and North Africa. Emirates says the sustainable product closely replicates the properties of conventional jet fuel. BBC News.